Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Kol hachotzalos tameos tamei meis. All mats can receive corpse uncleanliness. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. Let's hop over to the Bar Nora real fast for an important note. V'yesh lehem shefa saviv. They have a lip around them. They have a rim. So that gives them a, sort of a receptacle. The Chachamim Omrim and the sages say midras. The sages say that these mats can be susceptible to tamei midras, which is if a zav, a man who had a certain type of emission, walks on them or lays on them or sits on them. Kol haklios taharos chutz mishel galgilon. All types of woven strings, like netting, are pure. They cannot transmit ritual impurity, except for a type of girdle. Divrei Rabbi Dosa, that's the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. V'chachamim omrim kulon tameos. And the sages say that all of these nettings are impure. They transmit impurity, chutz mishel tzmarim, except for those of wool. Let's look in the Bar Neuro, and he'll explain what's going on here. So first, regarding the mats, Rabbi Dosa says, Tameos tamei meis, that they are susceptible to corpse uncleanliness. Shahari yeshalhen beis kibul, because they have a receptacle. Aval lo tumas mishkav umoshav, but they cannot become impure from sitting on them or laying down on them. Lefi she'ein re'uyos l'shkiva v'lo l'shiva, because they're not fit for lying down or for sitting on. So these are more like placemats, table mats. They're not mats that people would sleep on. V'chachamim omim midras, and the sages say that they are susceptible to midras, if a zav sits or lays down on them. D'chazu nami l'shchiva, because they feel that these mats are also suitable for laying down. They're not just utensils, they're also good for people use. And a quick note from the Tosfos Yontiv, v'ema af midras. That the sages are not disagreeing with Rabbi Dosa when it comes to Tamei Meis. They're disagreeing with him when it comes to Midras. They're saying not only Tamei Meis, but also Midras. They're adding that on top of what Rabbi Dosa said. Now, when it comes to these webs, these nets that are strings tied together, so the first opinion is that all of them are tahoros. They're not susceptible to impurity. She'en cheshuvos arig. They're not considered woven. The ein zebegad, and it's not considered a garment. Chutz mishel galgilon, except for this type of girdle. Haklio shel avnet shechogrimbo, shebegad hu chashuv. So this was a type of netting that one would wear like a belt. He'd wrap it around his torso, and that is considered a garment. So the first opinion, that of Rabbi Dosa, is that generally speaking, netting is not considered a garment, but this girdle is an exception. But the opinion of the Chachamim is kulam tameos, that all of them are susceptible to uncleanliness. De kulam chashuvim beged, because all of them are considered garments. Chutz min haklia she'ose mochrei hatzemer likshor ba agudos shatzemer, except for those that the people who sell wool use to hold their product. So there's a difference of opinion. All nettings are not garments except for the girdle, or all nettings are garments except for the ones used to hold wool. Mishnah Hay. Hakelashabes kibul shala arug, if a sling, not the kind you put your arm in, but the kind that you would use to throw a rock like David and Goliath, so if a sling has a woven receptacle, tamea, it is susceptible to uncleanliness. Vashal or, but if the receptacle is made of leather, Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinus mataher, Rabbi Dosa says it cannot be rendered unclean, v'chachamim matamin, but the sages say, yes, it is susceptible to uncleanliness. Nifsak beis etzba shela, if the finger hole of the sling breaks, tahora. It's considered broken, it's no longer a utensil, and it's not susceptible to uncleanliness. Beis hapkia shela, if the cord that you hold on to breaks, tamea. Then it's still usable, and it is susceptible to uncleanliness. In the Bar Neuro, kela, shazorkimbo ha'avanim. So a sling is used to throw stones. Skipping a little. Beis kibul shela, it's receptacle. Hamakom shemasimim bo ha'even shirotzim lahashlich. That's the place where you put the stone that you want to throw. Beis etzba shela, it's finger hole. Kamin nakav katan shemachnisin bo ha'etzba. So it's a small hole that you'd stick your finger through. And beis hakapkia, the cord that you would hang on to. Habeis yad, the handle, sheoches bo Keshemisaviv hakela ba'avir v'rosel ha'avkia v'hashlich ba'ha'even. So that's the cord you would hang on to when you whirl it around your head, and you'd let go of it when you want to let the stone fly. So now you know all about the inner workings of a sling. Okay, that is Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnah Yezvav and Zion.